One of the most difficult things to do in theater is to mount a homegrown world premiere. First of all, so few companies have the resources to build a production from the ground up. Then there's the financial risk associated with a new production. Will the work develop to attract an audience beyond the friends and family of the author and cast? Is there enough potential reward to offset the very real risk? It is a brave, bold leap of faith for any theater company, but ultimately it is those amazing leaps that push boundaries and reaffirm our love for the art form. That's why I was so excited about the inclusion of the world premiere of Scorched Earth by Richmond novelist David L. Robbins now being presented at Barksdale Willow Lawn. In the spirit of total transparency, Robbins and I have been friends since I interviewed him on the publication of his first book, Souls to Keep. But if you know our friendship, it's built upon total honesty regarding the evaluation of each other's work. Fear not. The company delivers a tight evening of drama and suspense that will challenge you to look at explosive situations with a clear view. Its rush-to-judgment theme could be ripped from today's headlines, and the racial tensions that are explored under the microscopes of a smaller-sized town in Virginia. The drama is set into motion after a baby born to a mixed-race couple, Elijah and Claire Waddell, played by Ronnie Brown and McLean Jesse, dies from a tragic birth defect and is buried in the cemetery of the local Baptist church. The baby is quickly exhumed due to its archaic whites-only policy and reburied in an African-American cemetery. When the church is burned down that night and a drunken Elijah is arrested near the church, the drama begins. Returning lawyer Nat Deeds, played by Adrian Reeder, takes the case. Deeds is conflicted about coming back to his hometown to oppose his old mentor, played smarmily by Eric Williams. Reeder has movie star looks, but comes off as a troubled outsider who has issues with the town, its personnel, and certainly his estranged wife, played by Jenny Maharg. I've got to mention some other performance. David Janeski is the flawed preacher, Thomas Derby is good, as is Jodie Smith-Strickler as Rosie Epps, the baby's grandmother. David Bridgewater is explosive as the brute force sheriff dealing with his own private hell. On the technical side, Ron Keller's set is amazing as the entire town is on the stage and surrounds it at the same time. It's a subtle way to remind us that the town is all around us, watching and judging. Complementing this set is Lynn Hartman's light design. She gives us soft twilights and harsh overheads, blending the realities beautifully. Marcia Miller's Haley's costumes, something like 1,000 of them, reflect all strata of the society with a simple realism. Director Steve Perrigard brings it all together and keeps the action moving despite the frequent scene changes that under a lesser hand would have interrupted the flow. He manages to keep the action tight and offers the actors a few minutes to use humor to break the tension. Scorched Earth is a don't-miss-it production. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.